This ministry content is brought to you by the partners of Terry Savelle Foy Ministries.
Did you know someone else has already provided a blueprint for you to follow for whatever you're going through? Think about it like this. Someone's book is literally the advice, the experience, the wisdom, just as if they were sitting down with you and sharing everything they know about that topic. Basically, through books, you get to choose the mentors who will have the greatest impact on who you become. Hey, I'm Terry Savelle Foy, your cheerleader of dreams. I want to talk to you today about the number one way to build momentum and self-discipline. Trust me on this. You will reach your goals fast when you do this. Now, I'm learning this more and more, and I'm constantly reminding myself, Terry, do this. So, real quick, your free download this week is a new chapter that I have never offered before, taken from my brand new book, The Alone Advantage. It's chapter 10 titled, You Can't Have the Marshmallow. Now, I chose this as your free download because it ties in perfectly with how I learned to reach my goals faster by doing this. And these chapters are quick and easy to read, but it gives you wisdom to build self-discipline and momentum. So just click the link in the description, and that's my gift to you. And I'll tell you how to get the whole book in a minute. Okay, let me tell you a story about watermelons, which I just happen to have. This is a true story about a guy named Richie Norton when he was 16 years old. He said he really wanted to start working. Richie wanted the freedom to make his own money and spend it on whatever he wanted. Well, he figured the best option was to get a job at a grocery store or a gas station like his friends at 16 years old. So one day, Richie told his dad about his plan to get a job. But his dad said, I don't want you to get a job. He said, but I want a job. He said, you're a kid. You're going to be working the rest of your life. He said, but I want money. So his dad said, okay, Richie, if you want money, then I want you to go to El Centro, to the watermelon farms. Ask if you can buy all the irregular sized and shaped watermelons. He said, the farms can't sell them and they just end up going rotten and being thrown away. So Richie and his younger brother Eric took all the back seats in the family van out of the van and made a 2-hour drive to El Centro. These weird shaped watermelons were super cheap, so they were able to buy enough watermelons to fill up the entire van from top to bottom with the seed money that their dad gave them. Well, when he got home, Richie started calling all of his friends, his parents, his neighbors, his teachers, anybody he could think of. He told him he had these watermelons that were delicious, just a little weird shaped, and they could buy one or as many as they want from him at a cheaper price than they could ever get it at the grocery store. Well, it just happened to be a few days before the 4th of July, where everybody wants watermelons. So he arranged to meet people at the park on a certain day and time. In a few hours, he made more money than he would have made over an entire summer working at the grocery store for minimum wage. Now, this is what I learned from Dr. Benjamin Hardy when he told this story, and here's the whole point of the story. When Richie first decided he wanted to have more money, he asked, how can I make more money? Now, this question led him to the solution of getting a job that most 16-year-olds would get. But by asking how, Richie was going to give away his entire summer. Dr. Hardy says how cost a lot of time. However, Richie's dad was an entrepreneur, and he thought completely different about time and money. When Richie talked to his dad became Richie's who, and showing him a more effective way to make money with the least amount of time. Now, Mabel Collins says it like this, when the student is ready, the teacher will appear. Here's how I want you to start thinking about your goals for this year and your dreams for life. If you want to achieve your goals faster, you must shift from a how mentality to a who mentality. Let me explain. What might take 10 years could only take a few months with the right relationships, the right who's. And the longer you wait, the slower you'll grow. Think about Proverbs 13:20. It says, walk with the wise and become wise. Miles Monroe said, the most frustrated person in the world is someone who has a dream but doesn't know how to make it come to pass. Well, I now know how to help you with that very solution. I could be your who if you need wisdom to change your habits and achieve your dreams. For example, you know, in my brand new book, The Alone Advantage, that by the way, just came out, where I share 10 behind the scenes habits that drive crazy success. If you don't have your copy yet, get it today. And start with habit number one. You know, they say men decide their habits decide their future. These are the habits that took me from a rut to a routine that I love, from separation to married 32 years and counting, from no dreams for my life to being the cheerleader of dreams. And this all happened behind the scenes, learning these success habits in private so God could then use me in public. Well, I want that for you. So maybe I am your who can help you achieve your goals faster by learning from my mistakes and successes. I've documented it and I've outlined the steps that you can take so you don't have to figure it out. So just click the link in the description or go to thealoneadvantage.com. Get your copy of my brand new book today. You know, John Assaraf, I learned this from him. He said years ago, he found a mentor who was very fit and healthy, gave a lot of money to charity, had a great family life, very wealthy. And he said, if you want this life, he said, follow the blueprint. Don't try to figure it out. Just follow the blueprint. Did you know someone else has already provided a blueprint for you to follow for whatever you're going through? Think about it like this. Someone's book is literally the advice, the experience, the wisdom, just as if they were sitting down with you and sharing everything they know about that topic. Basically, through books, you get to choose the mentors who will have the greatest impact on who you become. For example, if you want to live a healthier life, find a who, you know, like Dr. Don Colbert. You can learn how to overcome chronic pain, lose weight, slow down the aging process. Sounds amazing. There's no appointment necessary. Just get a book. If you want to have better relationships with your spouse or children, Gary Smalley has poured decades of research into his books that have helped millions of couples and parents. He could be your who. If you're determined to get your finances in order, get out of debt, and start building wealth, Dave Ramsey could be your who to help you reach your financial goals so much faster. So see, you don't have to make all the mistakes trying to figure it out on your own. You can get your home organized with Julie Morgenstern. Learn how to invest with Warren Buffett. You can learn to improve your thinking with Napoleon Hill, or even remodel your whole house with Chip and Joanna Gaines. See, you can learn success habits that will lead you to your dreams with Terry Savelle Foy in her new book, The Alone Advantage. But seriously, this book is the equivalent of me sitting down with you and just showing you step by step how I got out of a rut, got my house cleaned up, got control of my schedule, got a routine that I seriously do love, got in shape, got out of debt, got my marriage restored, got enthusiastic about my future. You know, I heard a story about a man who wanted to get healthy, and for years he would wonder, how can I eat better? But he couldn't get himself to do it until he learned to ask himself a different question. Who can help me eat better? So he decided that a personal chef could help him eat better. But still, he didn't want to go through the process of finding a personal chef. He was a busy man, lots to do, so he procrastinated. Here's another point. Finding the right who's will stop procrastination. So he changed his question from, how can I find a personal chef, to who can help me find a chef? Within 30 seconds, he thought of someone on his team who could help him. He asked her for help, and she happily said, yeah, I can help you with that. Within days, he had a chef cooking for him. I think about personally, for years, one of my goals would be, we're going to establish our will. We're getting older now. We got to have a will in place. But I just kept procrastinating for years because I didn't know how. Finally, I started asking, who can help me with this? Well, one of my board members, Stuart, he pointed me in the right direction with the person who did his will. Within weeks, I had my will established. What would happen in your life if you asked this question about everything you want to accomplish? Whether it's starting a YouTube channel, writing a book, retirement planning, or spiritual growth, you have access to the knowledge you need to excel. So whichever area that you want to improve, experts have poured their wisdom into the pages of books for you and me. So find your who and just start absorbing everything you can from them. You know, when you follow things that work, I like to explain it like this. It's like having the combination to a lock. It doesn't matter if you're 16 or 65, French or American, if you know the combination, the lock has to open. Well, Benjamin Hardy said it like this. He said, if you want to become an entrepreneur, surround yourself with successful entrepreneurs, not aspiring ones. He said, if you want to become healthy, surround yourself with people who are fit, not trying to get fit. Lisa Nichols said it like this. She said, if I want to do something, I find someone who's already done it and I do exactly what they tell me. She said, it's a simple rule to follow. So take a look at your life right now. Where do you need who's to help you accomplish what you ultimately want to do? The bigger the challenge, the more essential the who. So again, maybe I am your who to help you. It won't take you years like it did me. So if you don't have your copy yet of my brand new book, The Alone Advantage, this is my blueprint. Just follow it. So I want to invite you to order your copy now if you feel God is speaking to you about making some changes. Just click the link in the description to order your copy or go to thealoneadvantage.com. I would be honored to be your who. So this is what I've learned. When you're ready to get results quickly and effectively, then find the right who. And don't forget, I'm cheering you on to live your dreams.
Whatever your unique God-given dream is, Terry Savelle Foy's new book, The Alone Advantage, reveals what successful people do in private to prepare and achieve the dreams in their heart. Discover how you can wake up with vision, live each day with purpose, and experience God's promotion in your life. As you read, you'll get the 10 behind-the-scenes habits that drive crazy success and receive practical, faith-filled keys to find your purpose, hear God's voice, and live your dreams. Plus, you'll also get a copy of this quality gratitude journal to record your thankfulness and keep your heart open to receive the blessings and abundance God has for you. This must-have package will transform your mind and propel you to fulfill your destiny. Call or go online today to request The Alone Advantage along with the gratitude journal, available for a limited time. Call toll-free at 1-800-795-5597 or visit us online at terry.com. Order now and discover your Alone Advantage today.